absolutely.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning! Side effects of this show may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. You have been warned. Well, hey, Gene.
Hey, that was fun.
Well, hey, we're just going to pick up where we left off yesterday and continue with Barb's research into one of the most expensive hobbies there is. Car racing.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
It can set you back $100,000 or more just for the cost of the car, safety gear, and life insurance.
Wow.
And if you don't win, guess what? You're out money.
Yeah. Then it's a hobby.
Yeah.
Cool. My uncle did that when I was a kid. He had an old car and I remember it that he and his buddies worked on it, and they were always working on it, always having to, you know, they won sometimes and it sort of made it, but man, I can't imagine those guys, these NASCAR people spend what, $1 million on their cars?
Yeah. Most of the NASCAR racers have a lot of sponsor stickers on their cars.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Those are expensive cars.
That's something we're looking for with Be Unique, is some sponsor stickers. We have sponsors. I can't tell you how grateful we are at Be Unique for sponsors like Moxie Box Art, The Little Green Oasis, Brevard Cultural Alliance, Brawner House Museum, Green Gables, Amazon Smile, Your Bridge to Wellness, Busy Kid, Handshake, Play, Pop Sockets. But really and truly, the one that does me the most good is Daniel Chiaro from Edward Jones. He's a financial advisor, and he supports us in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Of course, we have other sponsors like Jillian Harris, Best Lifing. All of our writers help support us in ways, and our other volunteers, just like you.
Do you think?
And just like me, Gene. Thanks, everybody.
I love it.
We have two main sponsors right now. Our podcast is sponsored. Mm-hmm. Take a Break with Gene and Mary is sponsored by Little Green Oasis and Barb Marino. But we could we could use more sponsors. We really could.
Well, we're looking for nationwide. I've been talking to a couple of folks that do business across the nation, and that's what we're looking. Somebody wants to join the adventure. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. This is something I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Flying lessons. Now, the lessons cost thousands of dollars. Then you've got more training and you have to be licensed.
Wow.
This was also paid for me through the newspaper. I did not have to actually pay a penny. And I only took one lesson, but I have a certificate that proves I've made my first flight.
However, could you do it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I mean, so if you and I were standing there and somebody flew up with an airplane and said, hey, here's the keys, guys, I'm done with it. You think you and I could get in and fly somewhere?
I think we could get in and roll somewhere.
Oh, wait, I was going to say.
Not so sure that I'm ready. My lessons didn't cover the actual takeoff and landing.
It was
really a scenic tour. I got to sit in the co-pilot seat and the other guy handled all the hard stuff.
Those are kind of the important parts.
I've also taken a flight in a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I've been working on manifesting for myself. One of my goals in life is to have my own helicopter with someone else as the pilot. And I actually know someone who's getting his helicopter pilot license. So this isn't that far-fetched for me now. I don't necessarily want the helicopter on my property. I just want somebody to pick me up at my discretion and fly me where I want to go.
We'll have to We'll have to do that. We'll put a helipad in at your home so that we can send the Be Unique helicopter for you when it's time for our staff meetings at the headquarters.
That's the plan. That is the plan.
Yeah, we can do that.
Another expensive hobby is ballroom dancing. Lessons from professionals cost anywhere from $50 to $200 an hour, and competition fees are as much as $100,000.
Whoa.
Now, remember, we spoke earlier, I don't remember if it was this show or another show, about me having won awards for writing and editing.
Yeah.
And photography. It costs money to enter most competitions to get those awards. And that's one of the reasons that Be Unique hasn't applied for any. Well, we've applied for a couple, didn't quite get them. No, those were grants. Never mind.
Maybe we need to give an award and have other folks help, you know, pay to help us promote the award.
We've done that.
Cool.
We did the 2019 Be the Change Awards, where we awarded 10 gift baskets worth more than $2,500 each.
Wow. Awesome.
To 10 people. 9 of them were in the United States. 1 was from Canada. So it's an international award that we did.
Yeah.
We're working on other competitions and things of that nature. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yacht racing is an elite sport reserved for the rich and famous. I don't know if you have to be famous to do it, but a decked out vessel can cost more than $8 million.
Oh, wow. For a boat.
For a yacht, not a boat.
Racing yacht. A racing yacht.
Yeah. Now, what about mountain climbing? How much do you think that might cost to climb Mount Everest?
I'll bet it's expensive.
You'd have to have, you need a guide, permits, gear, and traveling expenses just to get there. Mm-hmm. Plus food, first aid, and all of your, I said gear.
Funeral expenses if you don't make it.
Oh, yeah. That can be more than $45,000. Plus, you have to have an endless supply of physical and mental energy. It's a mental game. Poker is another expensive hobby. High stakes poker, especially with an average of 10 hands per day. The average pot just to get in is $1,000. Wow. So if you play 25 hands, $1,000, that's $25,000. No, $250,000. Owning a horse is an expensive hobby.
That's what I was thinking, like people that do racing of horses.
Well, I think horse racing is entirely another situation.
Oh, I see.
But I think horse racers probably pay over $1 million for basic equipment for the horse and the rider. Mm-hmm. Transportation to and from races or events or shows. I know some people who have a horse they show. World travel is very expensive. Very few people have the funds to leave their lives behind, even just for a week or two. Travel cost and accommodations can cost more than $20,000. Now, I can't say that I've been a world traveler. I've traveled in a few places in the world. I've never owned a horse, but I have a cousin who used to. So I used to play with her horses. Never been a poker player, never been interested in climbing a mountain, but I do like going to the mountains. Never been a yacht racer, never been a ballroom dancer, but I enjoy dancing. I guess I got just 3 items on here. 2, skydiving and flying. Flew 2 different things. Yeah, I only had 2 things in here. So how many of those things have you done?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of thinking that I've done some of those things sort of like that. Now, I didn't ever have the money to do any of the expensive stuff like buying the yacht and traveling the world and stuff. So instead, I joined the Navy and they paid me $97.50 a week to go travel around the world, you know? And they fed
exactly.
Me. Well, they did. Well, actually, I had a little trouble behaving. So a lot of times they kept my money from me as a punishment. So, but I did, but I made it happen because that's what I wanted to do. And I didn't need any money to do it.
Did you do any skydiving in the Navy?
I did not. The skydiving would be tough for me. I've got kind of an issue with heights anyway.
Well, I do now. I didn't before when I was younger. I didn't have problem.
I've just never had any interest ever just in jumping out of a plane and falling.
I have been an adrenaline junkie most of my life. As it's hard to admit it, but I've gotten older. I don't care as much for the adrenaline as I used to. I still like a good adrenaline rush though.
Right.
But I find other ways to achieve it. Mm. You know, some Some nights getting out of bed and getting to the toilet on time gives me an adrenaline
rush. Adrenaline rush.
Yes. Ooh, I made it.
Give me five. That's funny. I understand what you're saying, though.
Or when my cat's throwing up, if I hear it in time, I can grab some paper towels and throw on the floor underneath.
Slide it in there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, and he doesn't like it. He can't stand it because then he'll move to try to throw up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, dude, stay on the toilet, on the paper towel.
Well, but at least it you can get it quick before it sits there any length of time.
Yeah, so yes.
That helps too.
That's the key. You know, we've basically talked ourselves out of time here, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Well, on that
maybe
note,
my avocation should just be a talk show host.
Maybe that's what we'll have to do. Well, anyway, whatever we end up doing, I think it'll be probably jocularity and knowledge all over the place, wherever any of us are. And thank you so much for everybody joining us, because we got to get going and get out of here. Check us out online, beunique.org. We've got a bunch of great shows at BeUnique Radio. BeUnique.org. Check it
out. That's BeUnique.org.
See y'all tomorrow or Monday. Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.